Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Arcana Silver Corporation, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AUN, and on the OTCQX under the symbol AUNFF. Chatting with the president and CEO, Kevin Drover. Now, Kevin, you and I chatted last March, and there's a news release that came out actually just yesterday, May 4th, regarding a construction update. Now, this is at the Revenue Virginia's mine. And just to remind everybody, the focus is here to mine and produce out of this Virginia's vein. Now, the construction update takes us through all the different raises and different work underground that has been done here to get closer to mining and production. Can you give us just a quick little update in terms of what's critical to understand about how this construction is progressing, please?
Sure thing. The work that we outlined in our press release today is really the critical underground infrastructure that will, you know, allow us to access the ore body and to be able to consistently deliver ore to the mill. So the number one raise that we refer to is in fact a shaft that will have an elevator in it that will move people from the main level, which is the 2000 level, all the way up to the 1200 level and beyond. So that's a quick movement of people up and down, be able to get them to and from the work site, those kinds of things, and to be able to get materials up there as well, along with, you know, water, power, air, and the things that we need to actually do the physical mining. So we'll be able to access each of the levels, the 1800, the 1500, and the 1200. And those are the levels on which we will actually start mining. For instance, on the 1800 level, we've got two stopes planned there. Those stopes are 500 feet long by 300 feet high. And there's two of them there. So those two will come on the 1800 first. Right after that, we'll have the 1500 stopes. So we have, in addition to the number one raise, we have the number two and the number three. So those are going to be used for, one is going to be used for ore coming down. We mine the ore, we have to get it to the mill. So it will get dropped down from either the 1800 or the 1500 or the 1200 all the way down to the 2000 in a train and out to the mill. And in addition to that, some of the waste, the development waste that we will need to get rid of, that will come down to number three raise. We want to keep the ore and the waste separate. So the one, two, and three raises, you know, that's the primary use for each one of those. So once those are done, and even before they're done, you know, we're off to the races. Right now, we're developing on the vein or toward the vein, and we'll be on the vein the next few weeks on the 1800 level. And that will be our first ore that will come out. And some of that will get, we'll stockpile a little bit before the mill is ready, but we'll be ready to put ore into the mill in July.
Okay. So that's the near-term time frame then. Ore into the mill in July. What's the ramp-up going to look like then, also time-wise?
The ramp-up is fairly quick. This is a mill that's operated before. It's a mine that's been in operation. The metallurgy is well-known. We redid all the metallurgy in the feasibility study. So I'm not terribly worried. At 270 tons a day, you know, this is not like a 270,000 ton a day plant to get it ramped up. All the equipment that's in the mill has run before. We know it works and so on. So we're not expecting a lot of problems. However, what we did do is, you know, we're taking it slow in July. We'll be testing the mill and commissioning the equipment with water in late June. We'll start putting ore in July. We'll ramp up to about 111 tons per day in August, and we're at full production in September. My expectation is that we'll go a little bit quicker than that, but you know, for now, we've taken those 2 months to kind of go from zero to full production by the time we hit you know, the 1st of September.
Now, I understand that over a longer time period, the next couple of years, you guys are planning on ramping up from that just 270 tons per day. In a general time frame sense, can you walk us through what that additional ramp up is going to look like?
Yeah, sure thing. Well, by the end of this year, we need two stopes to deliver 270 tons, or let's call it 300 tons a day, to the mill. Before the end of this year, we will have four stopes available. So we'll have two stopes as spares. We intend by the beginning of 2022 to take one of those stopes and add another 100 tons a day. So we would go from 300 tons a day to 400 tons a day and ramp it up. And that equates to about from, you know, 3.1, 3.2 million ounces at 270 a day to about 4.5 million at 400 tons a day. And then later in 2022, once we get some additional stopes available, because you always have to have some stopes in reserve in case of emergencies where something happens into one of the ones that you're actually mining, we'd be prepared to take our tonnage up to 500 tons a day late 2022, early 2023. So we'd be in a position to deliver probably in the neighborhood of 5.5 to 6 million ounces of year, but per year production by the time we get to the 500 tons per day. So that's the sort of the near term. In addition to that, don't forget we've got the Shafter mine that we are looking at bringing back into production. We think that's going to be about 2 to 2.5 million ounces a year as well. So, you know, we could see ourselves in 3 years from now, 2.5 years, being close to between, you know, 8 and 9 million ounce producer.
What about an update on Shafter then in terms of what work you guys still need to do? What will draw you to a decision in terms of when to restart that mine? What can people expect news flow wise out of the company regarding Shafter?
Well, you know, we're doing a fair bit of work right now behind the scenes with Shafter, with the resource that's down there. We're finding some additional drill information that was never included in the original resource estimate. So we're reevaluating all of the information that we do have. And, you know, given the higher silver price from the last time we looked at Shafter, you know, we think that we're going to be able to turn this into a mine. Now, you know, thinking and doing and having the data to support that is a different thing. So one of the things that we're considering right now is doing a drill program at Shafter. It's a small drill program, about 15,000 feet, looking at expanding the resource with a portion of that drilling. But maybe even more importantly, we need to get some new sample for metallurgical work. And the idea would be, we do that drilling, you know, between now and the fall. We'd have the information back. We'd be in a position to make a decision on taking this to feasibility study. So we would anticipate, pending a positive outcome of the feasibility study, that 18 to 24 months from now, we would put Shafter back into production. It is fully permitted. It has a 1,500 ton a day mill on site. The power is turned on. We've got three guys down there just keeping it on care and maintenance. But it would not take a lot to put that back into production. As it stands today, based on the PEA that we do have in place, it looks like about $22 million CapEx to put it back into production.
Now, Kevin, is the silver price the key driver there in terms of making that decision to get Shafter back into production?
Yeah, silver. You know, it's a relative to certainly the revenue Virginia's mine. It's a high cost. So you know, I think when we ran the PEA in 2018, the last time we updated it at $18.50, it had a 48% IRR and I think about a $25 million in PV on it. So you know, at $25, $26. This thing would certainly look a lot better than, you know, than what the PEA said.
Okay, so a lot on tap then in terms of the construction and future production, potentially from two mines here in the next, let's say, year or two. Let's also just chat quickly about the exploration potential here, because there's a lot of exploration work still to be done at the Revenue Virginia's project, even on that Virginia's vein that you guys are mining. And or that you guys are about to be mining, and some of the other targets on site. Start us off with what work is underway to get drilling here on this Revenue Virginia's project, please.
Sure thing. We've you know, we've got nine veins that we own, and we're picking up some additional claims and whatnot, even to extend those. And you know, we've talked mostly about in our interviews, you know, our focus has been getting ourselves into production and cash flowing. So that we've not really talked about the exploration that much, but this mine here has tremendous exploration. We own, for instance, the Virginia's vein. Just that vein alone, we own 16,000 feet of that. Our reserves and resources are on about 4,000 feet of that. So we're open to the north and to the south on that vein. And in fact, you know, as we get up on our various levels on the 1800 and 1500, if we're still on the vein, we're just going to keep going. And, you know, that's going to be, in fact, exploration, but we'll be producing as we explore. But we certainly believe, and we've done a little bit of work on this, but we certainly believe that the Virginia's vein alone can support a 20-year mining rate at 270 tons a day. No doubt about that. And then in addition to that, we have eight other veins that we've really not had an opportunity, nor did we have the money really, to begin an exploration program on that. So, you know, our focus has been, let's get to production. But right now, the Wheel of Fortune vein, for instance, is typically a high-grade gold structure. We do have one crew working on that right now. We are drifting on that toward that vein, and we suspect that there is a fairly large blob of ore sitting out there that we want to get ourselves in a position. So we're doing the development underground, get ourselves in a position where we can drill some holes in that. So that's probably the closest, you know, pure exploration that we're doing at this point in time. But we believe that you know, that's going to be at least north of a half ounce per ton gold with some silver and whatnot that we could very quickly bring into, you know, to feed the mill in addition to the Virginia's vein itself. So that's just a couple of examples. In addition to that, of course, we have the Terrible vein. I don't know where that name came from, but it can be a high grade structure as well. And all of these veins were mined previously over the last 150 years. But the Terrible vein, the Klondike, the Atlas Cumberland, and the list goes on. And our access tunnel that we're currently using to mine the Virginia's vein, that tunnel actually accesses all of those veins, the Atlas Cumberland, the Wheel of Fortune, the Terrible. We have access. We just haven't had time to do it. And, you know, we really haven't gotten that story out. And that's probably something that we should be doing, subsequent to our focus now on, getting ourselves into production.
Yeah, you know what, Kevin? I'm going to follow up with you in about 2 weeks' time, and we'll spend the full segment diving into the exploration potential that you guys are going to be, well, that you see and that you're going to be attacking here. If anybody has any questions regarding the exploration for our future interview or regarding about this move towards production, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those questions addressed for you, and I'll also bring up those exploration questions when I reconnect with Kevin. Kevin, I appreciate the update. Thank you for the time, and we'll chat again soon in the next couple weeks.
Thank you very much, Corey.